JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
On today's program, Karakum 5K Run Walk and 10K Road Race happening this Saturday. Let's go Roundabout JA. Stay tuned.
Learn more facts about the Disability Act.
I have a disability. I am getting married. And guess what? You can't stop me.
Under the Act, that would be discrimination. You also have to make reasonable arrangements to accommodate persons with disabilities, like ramps, sign language interpreters, or special computer software.
Make a start and play your part. Respect the ability of each person with a disability and learn all the facts on the Act.
CARICOM state delegates and members of the Diplomatic Corps are currently in Montego Bay for the 39th meeting of the CARICOM Heads of Government. After the meetings and official talks are concluded, delegates will on July 6 get the chance to trade in their power suits and ties for running shoes and bibs to participate in the CARICOM 5K and 10K road race, which starts on the grounds of the Montego Bay Convention Center. Race Director and Managing Director of Running Events Limited, Alfred Frano Francis, says race participants will join marathon and half marathon runners and athletes from across the region, as well as Prime Minister Andrew Holness and Health Minister Chris Tufton, all while enjoying the sights en route to Ironshore and back.
They will exit the convention center and turn left to the west and go all the way down to Ironshore, Sugar Mill Road, and return to the convention center. That's the 10K route. We have added a 5K run and a 5K walk here in Jamaica to facilitate the growing numbers of persons who are into the healthy lifestyle and the whole Jamaica moves.
Motorists will still be able to use the route between Rose Hall and Ironshore on race day, but the dual carriageway will be restricted, allowing the runners and walkers to take the westbound lane, while drivers will keep to the eastbound lane, closer to the sea. The event starts at 6 a.m. and is open to the public, but registration is mandatory.
Come out and participate, because it doesn't cost you anything. Come out, enhance your fitness goal, and also come and mingle with some of our Caribbean elite athletes and some of our Caribbean elite statespersons.
Register online at runningeventsja.com or call 876-967-4903. Race packages must be collected by the latest 4 p.m. on Friday at the Montego Bay Conference Center. There will be no pickup on race day. Under Vision 2030, every citizen should work to preserve and protect the Jamaican culture and acknowledge its power to change the society for the better. Learn about the transforming power of culture under Vision 2030 at vision2030.gov.jm or log on to Facebook and like the Vision 2030 Jamaica page. You may also call the Planning Institute of Jamaica at 876-960-9339 to learn more.
Wamsa, you have more work than you can deal with.
Listen, man, I need to double the size of the shop, but the bank say I don't have enough collateral to borrow what I need.
You ask them about the Development Bank of Jamaica's partial loan guarantee?
What?
Conditions apply, but DBJ will guarantee part of your loan up to 80% for small business like your own. You never know that.
Must ask for what again?
The DBJ's partial loan guarantee.
The Development Bank of Jamaica.
We help you get there.
On our community notice board, the Ministry of Health, in partnership with Running Events JA, will stage the inaugural Jamaica Moves Welcome to Kingston 5K road race set for Sunday, July 8 in downtown Kingston, beginning at 6 a.m. with warm-up sessions at 5:30. Register online at runningeventsja.com. And later that Sunday evening, Jamaica Youth for Christ will host Peer Praise. The cruise begins at 4:30 at 3B Port Royal Street in Kingston. For further details, call 876-960-4830. That's where we end today's program. Thanks for staying with us. Join us next time as we highlight happenings Roundabout JA. With studio engineer Joel Samuels, I'm Vanessa Silvera. Walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.